From the studios of Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, this is Veterans Radio. And now, here's your host, Gary Lilly.
Good morning out there in America land. Good morning to our troops around the world. We're, that thin green and blue line that's protecting us and every other country in the world. And good morning to my veteran brothers and sisters, and welcome home. Good morning to all our friends down there, down under in the Australian continent and the South American continent. Appreciate your emails. Keep them coming. I'm Gary Lilly, CB, Chu Lai, Vietnam Republic of 1966. And in the booth right now is Dale Throneberry.
Good morning, Gary. This is Dale Throneberry, 195th Assault Helicopter Company, the Republic of Vietnam. Well, you might sound like you were reading official orders there.
I was thinking about a movie I saw the other while back.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. And yes, our greetings to all of our listeners around the world on the internet. It's very exciting that we're getting these emails now from all over the place. And also our air boss today,
Andy Penny.
How's it going? Andy Penny, August 10th, 1982. How about that?
That's not a date of service. That's a date of birth. The kid. Welcome to Veterans Radio. And later on, we're going to be going into a interview with Bob Feller, the legendary Hall of Fame Bob Feller. It was pre-recorded. He was on a real tight time schedule the other night. That was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
It was very interesting. You'll be able to tell he's on a time schedule as we get up toward the end of it. He's an interesting guy. And for those of us that are over 55, let's put it that way, I'm sure that we all remember what a great pitcher he was during the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
I didn't like him because he was always beating the Detroit Tigers.
Well, that's, you know.
Cleveland Indian pitcher. Boy, did he have a fastball.
107 miles an hour, he said.
Astounding, isn't it? Astounding. Right now, though, we're going to get in and talk to Peggy Costello of Project Salute. Good morning, Peggy. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Gary, and thanks for having me on today. And let me first thank all the veterans who are listening for their service to our country. We really, truly appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a privilege to serve this country. Not at the moment, but afterwards. Tell us what Project Salute is, please, Peggy.
Project Salute is a project of the University of Detroit Mercy School of Law, which includes both a veterans law clinic where we train students to work with veterans, primarily in the area of veterans benefits, and also have a mobile law office, actually two, which we take throughout the state of Michigan and also throughout certain cities in the United States to which we've been invited.
I can see that those cities range from Texas to North Carolina, Alabama, Minnesota, Ohio.
Yep, that's true. Lots in Florida. We've been to Florida quite a bit. We like to go there in the winter, of course. Currently, the mobile law office is in North Carolina this week, and we'll be in South Carolina in 2 weeks.
Okay. How can people find the schedule? Then we'll get back to what it is.
Sure. On our website, which is www.law.udmercy.edu, that's www.law.udmercy.edu. There's a link that you click to on Project Salute, and it will give you the schedule both in Michigan and around the country for the next few months.
We're always adding to it, though, let me say. Pardon me?
We're always adding to it, so you may find new sites if you go there a day later than you went last time.
I think I see December on there, so planning quite a ways ahead. What do you do for the veterans, and how do they pay for it?
Well, first of all, the veterans that we see don't pay for it because we primarily service veterans who are low income if we actually handle their cases. But anyone, no matter what their income level, can call us, and we can give some direction. We can give referrals either to veteran service officers, to other attorneys, if they've got the resources to pay for attorneys and they need attorneys for different matters, or we can simply answer their questions. But to actually qualify to have their case handled, they must be relatively low income, which is 200% of the poverty level, approximately $20,000 or so for a single person.
And what kind of cases do you represent?
In the clinic, we handle almost exclusively veterans benefits matters, people who are at various levels of trying to obtain either their service-connected benefits or pension benefits. We have some discharge upgrades that we handle. And then in some cases, we do handle ancillary legal matters for people. For example, a criminal expungement or a minor misdemeanor matter or matters with creditors, simple will, power of attorney, things of that nature.
But you, as an example, would not do criminal defense?
Not unless it was just a misdemeanor matter. If it was a misdemeanor matter, we sometimes, and we're working with the veteran on other areas, then we would go with them, for example, you know, public intoxication or some sort of minor matter that they've gotten themselves into, parole violation perhaps. We could help them with that in many instances.
The veterans are in need, great need for the benefits. Because I know a veteran that lost a toe to frostbite in Korea, and the VA said, "Prove it." Well, he showed him that his toe was missing. They said, "Prove you lost it in Korea."
Right, exactly.
And so that's where you guys would step in.
Yes, and again, we do, the system, as you mentioned, is very difficult to navigate. We also do a lot of education for veterans groups, actually go out and talk to them about what you would have to show, how you could possibly prove that you lost that toe in Korea, even if there was no medical record from your medical file in Korea.
Peggy, thank you very much. We're out of time, believe it or not.
Okay.
We'll get it on the website. Thanks, Peggy.
Thanks so much.
Dale, we're going to be welcoming home some troops. Hopefully that list will start growing as they start coming back.
Each week on Veterans Radio, we welcome home servicemen and women from around the country who have served in our military. We do this to let them know that we honor their service and commitment. Dateline, Bradenton, Florida. Dozens of flag bearers stood lining a quiet residential street in Bradenton last week. Curious neighbors peered from their windows and yards as members of the Patriot Guard and the Christian Motorcyclists Association parked their motorcycles and took a place alongside the road. Conversations almost became whispers as everybody waited. Across the state hours earlier in West Palm Beach, 1st Sergeant Aaron Cornelius, 4th Battalion, 64th Armor, had climbed into a white minivan with his wife for the last leg of a journey that started months ago. He was finally coming home. As Sergeant Cornelius's motorcade grew closer, flags were straightened, some people stood at attention and saluted along the side of the road. Sergeant Cornelius, unfortunately, would see none of it. In the Dora District of Iraq almost a year ago, Sergeant Cornelius was blinded in an explosion that killed the rest of his squad. Sergeant Cornelius could not see his welcome home, but surely he could hear and feel it. As Sergeant Cornelius exited the minivan, he was enfolded into the arms of family members and friends. A line formed, and solemnly each rider welcomed home the man they had come to honor. Tears flowed as each man walked up and hugged 1st Sergeant Aaron Cornelius. "It's so good to be back where people love me and care about me," said Sergeant Cornelius. "Now that I'm back, it's my turn to go help people. I want to become a mentor to help the next wounded soldier," he said. "You know, the military can be an ornery place for you, but the camaraderie and closeness will definitely be missed." Dateline, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A local group of soldiers recently back from Iraq received a welcome home. The 303rd Psychological Operations Company based in Oakdale received a welcome home at Fort Bragg and a larger festivity at the Soldiers and Sailors Hall in Pittsburgh. Dateline, Fort Hood, Texas. 4th Infantry Division families were reunited with their soldiers at a special welcome home ceremony at Cameron Field, Fort Hood, Texas. More than 200 soldiers assigned to the Special Troops Battalion arrived after 15 months in Iraq. Welcome Home is sponsored by the Marine Scholars Program of Ave Maria University. Visit them online at avemaria.edu or call the Associate Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. On behalf of a grateful nation and all of us at Veterans Radio, we welcome home our troops.
And Dale, we were talking about it the other day about how that list is going to grow, and instead of welcoming home individuals, we're going to be welcoming home divisions.
And battalions. It's a great thing. We're so happy to welcome these people home, and they deserve it.
We'll be right back.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. by combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill. The benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.